It's your lucky day, because you about to get some game, man. A guy came to me not too long ago, and he said the dreaded words of any relationship or pickup coach. How do I get this one girl? How do I get this particular girl? So, but you can't really tell him because he's not going to be able to grasp initially. Is that's the problem right there, is that you're making it about one girl. Ever, anytime. That's the whole point of learning to get solid results with women and to be able to get as many women as you would like. Because you can't fake having the options. So the only way to get somebody out of that is to actually get them the options. And then they can take on that stance. But you can't implant that in somebody's mind and make it a real thing yet. So I really couldn't say it's never about one girl because he can't grasp that. Because in his reality, it is certainly about one girl. If you take any regular girl and you think about her and you worship, you invest energy in, you invest emotions in, you invest ego in. You're caring about who she talks to, her boyfriend, and you having girlfriend conversations with her about all the stuff she got going on. And you're trying to come up with a strategy for how you're going to obtain her. By the time you invest all that, it's difficult to hear and accept the information and the response I gave him, which was, one in a row. And you've listened to me before, I briefly explained that. One in a row simply means when she calls you or texts you, you respond, that's it. The first time she breaks the chain and doesn't respond, you don't send her anything else. And you don't do that until you send her nothing else until she sends you something. If she doesn't send anything else, don't send her anything else. One in a row. Now, I found myself pulling away from that now. As I got stronger in the game, I can break that rule. But those were my training wheels initially. And I thought it would be like that forever. But at some point, when I didn't care about a particular woman's perception of me, I didn't have to try to look non-needy, didn't matter. I realized I was just making myself a presence without actually having to be there, which is what the funnel was all about. You have a lot of women and you send them, you make a video message or something, you send it to whoever you think needs to get it at the moment. It's just data. I haven't sent her something in a while. I haven't sent her something. You may create it for one person and then be like, well, I can send her. You know, it just fits. I haven't sent her something in a while, or last thing I sent her, I ain't gonna send it to her, but her. It's just data. Not caring about whether or not they respond, you're just making yourself present. But for a guy who's in the midst of being infatuated with a particular woman, one in a row is what you need to do. You need to adhere to that. Those are your training wheels. Now, the thing is, when you're telling somebody in this guy's position, you do realize you're basically sacrificing this information, at least for the moment, because even if he gets it at some point, it's not likely to be in this particular situation. It won't be to the next girl and the girl after that and the girl after that. After he breaks the rules a few more times, until he comes into one fresh and before he invests his feelings and all that, before he sees her as some non-regular girl anymore. She's just some regular 7.3, but you done made her a 9.8 by the time you invest all your feelings into her. Now she's not a regular 7.3, like the next 7.3 you run into. She's a special one. She's a different one. She's this, she's that. When he comes to somebody fresh, he can basically apply this game then. because it's difficult to get somebody who's invested in this. You got to think, he's having ego contests with the girl. She says she's busy. She says she's this. He's out to prove something. He's out to prove his worth to her. So for him, he's entangled in this imaginary battle for this woman. He thinks he's sacrificing and showing how noble he is by sticking it out and weathering the storm through her boyfriends. And look how loyal he is. Look how he's earned her. Like, he's completely bit into society's narrative for how he's supposed to court this woman. So he's not likely to be able to apply it properly in that current circumstance, right? And I know that. But it's not for me to say all that. So basically what I told him is one in a row. If she sends you something, you can send her something. Because what he was saying was she would send a note. He would respond, or even if he initiated, she would respond days later or however long later. Which, you know, common sense, when you don't care, it doesn't matter. She could take 3 weeks as long as she responds or she doesn't. That's all you're looking at, data. You see? But he's like sitting there by the phone anticipating. And basically what I told him was this. I said, man, just one in a row. You send her something only when she sends you something. That way, you can act like she's not doing it to frustrate you. She think that way she's investing. She's investing to do all that. It's more work to be like, okay, I'm going to send him something in 4 days. Because you got to remember 4 days from now that she didn't send him something. So she's keeping you on her mind for 4 days to do that. Let her play the game and invest. And you just send her something prompt right then. So you can forget about her. She sends the message. You respond. You go on about your day. That way she's investing more than you. And this can go on indefinitely. It doesn't matter to you. If you got your options up, you're not tripping off that. Which I don't understand how a guy with options would do all this and care this much to sit there and care when she responds. But I understand he's not in that position. So I understand how a guy who doesn't have the options will sit there and do that. And a guy who does have the options, he's not going to care typically. He's not. So that's basically your problem. As I heard it said with income, it's not so much how you manage your money. That's not so much a money management problem. Typically, the problem is just income. You're not getting enough. You got certain spending habits. Unless you just spend wild, frivolous, you basically won't have too many money management problems if you spend like a normal person. Spend to survive, spend a little bit extra, cool. You've got income problems. So in this case, you got income problems. You're not bringing in enough options. So that's all I told him to do. Now, simple directions. All the stuff he said about she's cat and mousing and Tom and Jerry, and he completely bit the she's busy thing. Even if she didn't say it to him, he believes it. She's this type of woman. She's this. She does that. She spends all this time doing this. And, you know, I didn't really get her outside of the environment that I see her in. Typically, I need isolation, but she got this going on and that going on. So you've bit into the busy thing, which you never, ever bite into the busy card. Women play the busy card, whether she says it or she alludes to it. You never bite on the busy card. First, you never put a woman in position to say she's busy. Now, they'll sell it. So they're used to selling it. So they will come with it without you creating a scenario where she has to use it. But don't create a scenario where she has to use it on your end. So that way, you know, she's reaching with the busy card. I didn't even ask you for your time. So you're trying to sell me something right off the rip. That's how you pick up on that. That's game. But anyway, he didn't like the answer I gave him because in his mind, he wanted me to rationalize his simping. That's what he was looking for. He wanted me to say, send her something in, say this and do that and see how she responds. If that doesn't work, do this, do that. He wasn't expecting the stone cold answer I gave him. He was like waiting for the other shoe to drop. Okay, so how do I get the girl from that? That's not my answer is how to get a girl. No. Because the fact that you are trying to get this girl and you're looking for a how to get the girl answer means you're too over invested. Now, this is where you have the wax on, wax off directions from Karate Kid. Do what I'm saying now and figure out why I told you to do it later, you know. Do the training, build the skills, follow the directions, and eventually you understood why you took the steps you did. And later on, when you're sharper, you'll get it. Like, oh, that's why he had me do that. So he wanted me to rationalize his simping. He wanted me to give him a reason to keep going at her and chopping at her. And basically what I told him, the strategy behind what I told him is simply this. You're playing the long game. By you being an option for her and on her table and in her phone, but not reaching, you're simply riding it out through all of her phases. Boyfriend, no boyfriend. She thinks she's into this guy. She'll run around that guy. She'll go through pockets where she wouldn't run around this guy. Like, they go through so many ups and downs. This is your way of being there through all of that and transcending her relationship status. The next level of game is transcending her status. That's not what you're looking for. You could use it as data. You understand? But it's not something you're caring about. Any attractive woman has guys orbiting, so you can count on that. So it's not even worth asking. You could do it for her to talk, but you're playing past how she's saying this guy's stalking her and this guy's sweating her and these guys keep calling me. I don't know why they keep calling me after she done baited them to contact her. You're playing past all of that. You're not falling for the fake, elusive, and exclusive hand she's playing. That's the show. I have all these guys liking me. Fact, women, if you're semi-decent, it's not an accomplishment to have guys who lay up with you. You know? So, it doesn't matter. Any halfway raggedy woman got guys who will lay out with her. Plenty of them. Because the order's been tilted. There's such an imbalance. So that's not an accomplishment. So you, guy, do not see that she got this guy and that guy. She's got social media and he's got that many people following her. And doesn't matter. You're only dealing with how she deals with you. So my answer to him was just let her go through all her phases and just be there through it without being there for it. You know what I mean? You're not doing all that. All you're doing is seeing when she cooperates and you deal with her then. She earns the second direction by following the first. Meaning, when she complies to the first set of rules, set of directions, when her compliance window opens, that's when you deal with her. When it wanes, you stop dealing with her. And in some cases, you double the space. The space she creates is the space that's there. And tactically, for instance, there are times when you double the space. This is how. I know when there's places I frequent, like restaurants, and a girl will do something, a woman will do something to make me see her, and for her to hop on my plate, she'll come forward. She'll make it so she'll jump on my plate for me to finish, to close, get contact, and there you go. Now, if it's a place I frequent and a girl tries to play fake, elusive, and exclusive, you understand? Then often I pick up on that because for women, they think they're an original. They don't know that you're the woman for you and the woman for her and the woman for her. So I'm already, for instance, I'm already knowing what I'm going to do when you do that. So I'm already expecting it and waiting on it. I'll give you one example. There's a restaurant I used to go to around last spring. I was going until last spring. Let me correct that. Clarify. And I already knew when I get this girl number and she tries to play fake, elusive, and exclusive, I know by me taking this number, I'm risking coming back here. Because this is my spot, you know. And it's comfortable in her mind. This is his spot. He'll be here. So what they'll do to feel like they're important, because she feels I'm important. She wants attention from me. You see? She wants me to shower her with attention so she can feel important. She's already deemed me important, so she wants my approval, basically. I wrap it up with the contact. I get the contact. I leave. And I know when I first contact this girl, in my mind, okay, if she doesn't hit me back, I'm not going back through there. She's not getting any more free looks. So she'll think she's running game by having me contact her one time and act like she's not going to talk. But what I did was do a takeaway in person. She doesn't get me in person anymore. Because if I keep going through my regular routine, she's getting free looks. And in her mind, she's building up. He contacted me. I didn't say nothing back. What she really wants is me to ask why she didn't respond or why she didn't say nothing back. And all I did was did a takeaway in person. So now from spring to spring coming back, no free looks, nothing for free. So I knew when I was accepting the contact, that was a possibility. And I already had that play, which for women, if you're listening, I shouldn't know that was coming. It's predictable. To be the hard head and the non-compliant, fake, elusive, and exclusive is what makes you every other woman. Women have a rebellious spirit. They try to do things to hype up their value, which she's just a regular girl to me. She's just a regular whoever, like whatever. She's that on my scale, and there's that on my scale all over the place. So it doesn't have to be her that I have. So all she did was took away the free look she was getting, the free access, the free action at me. But men, this is how you play it. It's simple. That way you're not coming around and be like, why is she all up in my face in person? Constantly cooperating left and right. Sitting there having 20-minute conversations. You know, I'm not tricking. So in this case, it's a waitress. I tip the same amount. You always gonna get the same amount, a few dollars. And it ain't tricking, and you know that. So it's not like you're trending up in tip money. So you know the routine. But you sitting there, coming by my booth for every chance you get, wrapping it up. We get into her situation, whatever she got going on. I know when I'm getting real cooperation, because it's gonna be one of two things. She either cooperates fully or she doesn't when I leave. Or when I make the step to hook up with her outside of there. So that's all I did. And it doesn't cost me anything. It's data. So she doesn't get me in person until she complies. So I only made one step. Now she's in my funnel. So if I send something, maybe she gets something, but it's just something I'm sending somebody else. But she never could act like I'm sweating her. Why? Because think about it like this. Think about it like this. In this sense, if it was a girl, let's just say she wanted to feel like that I was into her and I was trying to sell to her that I'm into you. I contact you once in a while online, but what would she say? You don't come around anymore. So she's fully aware that I don't come around anymore, because if it was for her convenience, she would point that out. You don't come around anymore. When the last time you come to see me? So that to say, man, she knows what happened on the other end. She knows I pulled off the free look. That's how you do it. So, to my man, you see this girl on a consistent basis at a place you frequent. If it's somewhere you work, you can't take away the free look, but you take away the free rap. Meaning, you don't deal with her in person in that sense. High by and that's it. The only cooperation for you, if, for example, you work with her and you both are there, you give away free access in person. Right? Because you have to say hello, so you do that. But you take away the rap. You say hello, goodbye, all right, boom. Keep it short. Don't act funny style, but don't sit there and give her a gang of rap. Do not. If it's bothering you, if you're cool with it and it doesn't really have you thinking like, why is she sitting there talking with me now? And then, you know, but typically it will. I mean, that's unavoidable. You have to have some type of sense. Or see, you have to have that little smidgen of simping so you can keep a sense on what bothers you and you understand what's going on. If you have no feel, it's going to be hard for you to have a feel for the situation. But if it bothers you to deal with her and you're pounding your head like, why she want to talk to me constantly here and then act funny when it comes to hooking up outside of here. If it bothers you, which it probably does, take away the free rap. Hello, goodbye, and that's it. If she has whatever going on, you direct her to hit you outside of here. No free rap, though. And that's how you do it. That's for you. That's not for you to play back and forth funny with the girl. You're not playing games with the broad. You have game, you don't run game. You understand? Which is what I told him when he said, well, I'm going to act like I don't want to talk to her and wait a week. And I said, don't do that. You keep it tall on your end. You don't do something because the broad do it. You're not investing in all the feminine tactics. So you respond prompt when she sends something and swipe it off the plate, going about your business. You ain't got to deal with her until she contact you again. Now, there's this. He done made so many mistakes leading up to this point, and I wasn't there to see that. So I don't know what he said and all the missteps he done made over and over and over again. Which is another reason why I probably won't, in quotes, work with this girl. Because you done made so many missteps, it's going to be hard for you to act like you're not the needy guy when you've already displayed yourself to be. Now it's going to come across as you being salty, maybe, by you giving her space. Do what you're going to do. It can come off, it's going to come off as one of two things for this one particular girl. It's going to come off as either you macked up and you're not playing around with her, or she could see it as you got frustrated because you couldn't bust through the door, and she stiff-arms you to death to where you got frustrated and set it down and forget it. But either way, for you, you keep it tall, you keep it mackish, man. Don't be all up in that broad face. But he wanted me to rationalize his simping. He wanted me to give him a reason and why it's cool to keep sweating this broad and all that. Do not. Do not. He tried to get me to, you know, see that she was different and all that. What do I say about that? You're not different and she's not. So if this makes sense in a general sense, then consider it strongly. That's basically what my directions are. And I preface it with that. You know, I know you're the special guy and she's the special woman. She's like no other woman, you know, but do this. Because in general, it makes sense, doesn't it? Okay, well, stop being yourself. And think about it in general. Does it make sense? Okay, consider it. That's how we do it. Because you can't stop being you. You're always different. You've only ever seen life from your perspective. So you've always been different to yourself. But the problem is other people see themselves from their perspective. So I can get a line of guys right here and give them some quality, general, right down the middle advice. And out of 10 of them, about 7 guys would be the different guy. Yeah, that makes sense, but... Yeah, that makes sense, but... And as I said before, do not be the that makes sense but guy. That makes sense. Okay, let me consider it. That's your new task. That's how you hear intel. But I can only give him the example of dealing with one girl. Now, he will not be thorough in that advice, even if he becomes, until later, a couple women down the line. When he comes in fresh and has not invested all this, he doesn't care so much. That's how you got to get. You only get to the point where you don't care so much when you get repeated exposure. You get some of them on the line, some of them not, but repeated exposure, which means you have to actively go get your results, and you have to actively sharpen your game. And surround yourself actively with guys who are thorough in the game. Which means you need to be getting more me, for example, and less of the simps you hang to. You go to, hang around, kick it with. That's the deal. Them guys you talk to and you gossip with, you sit around and bluff numbers, man, when I do this, and dreaming and hoping, when I get that, man, when I do this, you know, the excuse making, yeah, I would do this, but so-and-so, and I would do that, but so-and-so. No, you got to eliminate the non-action takers and simps out of your situation, which, ta-da, you're going to be by yourself. You see, that's how it works. For me, I never made it a point to stop dealing with people. I never made it a point to do that. I ain't hang with him no more. I ain't hang with them no more. Because I spent so much of my young life trying to get people to hang around. To hang with the cool people and do this with. But as I started to build within myself and reaching for a higher version of myself, I started eliminating back. My desire became to hang around you less because I started to see how you're tainting my view and my energy and my spirit. And I want less of that, more of this. It doesn't mean you've changed. It means I've changed. That's all. It doesn't mean I'm different. It means I do some things different. I see some things different. That's all. I'm the same, but I'm not different from you totally. You know? And I always keep that in mind. People like, you think 499 out of 500 men are in lack? You always say that. Are you the one guy who's not in lack? No, I'm in a group with everybody else. For the sake of argument, right? I'm in a group with everybody else. Don't see me as no different, but it's not about me, is it? It's about you. So the fact that I'm pointing it out is enough for you to apply it, isn't it? Well, there you go. Because this is a deflection tactic that's 99 out of 100 somebody's going to say or they're thinking. What makes you think? Well, because that's how guys hear it. When you give them some game, that's how they hear it. Which is why I tell guys, the first thing you're going to have to do, you want to talk to me and for me to sit there and go into it with you, the first order is for you to accept me as the game. That's it. Not wonder if, not ask questions to probe. No. If you're not accepting me as a game, it's not my conversation yet. So you must first accept me as the game. That's it. It's not for me to tell you my resume. It's not for me to prove anything. When I tell you I can help you get women, it's not for me to show you that. All that stuff's going to exist anyway. You can do your own research on that. But what I'm saying, it had nothing to do with it. That's not my part of the job, to sell me to you. No. You figure out that you want it. You're going to go to who has it. That's what I'm here for. So you must first accept me as the game. Otherwise, it's not my conversation. Right? But guys will deflect. Why you think you different? Why you think? Just do it like this. I'm in the pack with everybody else. But just, how about this? How about the fact that I'm cognizant that so many men are in lack? And I'm telling you to avoid the pitfalls. Even if for whatever reason what I did was contrary to that. Did what I say make sense or not? Okay, well there you go. You wanted to sharpen some today? You got it. And when you accept that, and you want to climb higher, guess what I got? Some more of it. Thank you, sin. Thank you, game. That's what I got. And when you get sharp and you need to climb higher, guess what I got? Some more of it. I love that saying. Some more of it. The P's say that a lot. I like that. Because that's exactly what I got. I'm always in a next level for you, for any woman, and it's imperative that you get to that point. Then you're not going to worry about what items you have or don't have, and what items she has, and what items she has access to, or how many people follow her, how popular she is, whether she's a celebrity, it doesn't matter. I always got a level four to climb. It doesn't even matter. I can look at a broad blindly, and I got an ear full for, because it's what I do. It's in me. I'm it. I am the game. That's where you want to get. It starts off with tactics, skill sharpening to the point where you do things enough to where it becomes habit. You get out the point where you stop doing so much to where it becomes habitual. I don't have to think to do that. It's a natural response for me. You do something to the point where it's a habit, and then you become. Then you stop thinking about applying game, and you know what I'm saying? And you start being the game, which of course means you're addicted to and created the capacity to take on more intel, and is what you strive for. It is your diet. And that's what people get incorrect. Guys, especially when they listen to me and they talk to me. And even a girl once said, when she didn't like what I said, of course, where'd you get this from? I'm like, look here, dog. My diet is this game. That's all I want to hear. I'm either spitting some game or getting some game. And do this, right? go to my YouTube page, and when you look at my playlist, Free Solo, you look at my playlist, there's a section there, because it's public, where you can view all the videos I've liked, I've pressed like on. So those just the ones I press like on, and you see 1,500 videos that I liked. Meaning, that's my diet. That's what I sit around and watch. As far as books, those are what I sit around and read. But just look at the YouTube videos, and I want you to see the range of all that game that I'm taking in. Which means what? I'm a listener. Which means what? I seek the game. Which means what? I'm a student. You understand? When you hear guys like Neely Fuller, Claude Anderson, which I believe it is Neely Fuller out of the two. I could be incorrect. The first thing he says when they ask him how he's doing, he says, I'm still learning. He makes it a point to reiterate that for you guys, for himself to internalize, get your humble on. You got to earn humble. Humble ain't free. And for you, the listener, to always think like that. Meaning, I'm so sharp as Neely Fuller. You understand? Or Claude Anderson. I think it's Neely Fuller. Don't 100% quote me on who it is, but I think it's Neely Fuller Jr. I'm so sharp with what I know, and I'm head and shoulders, if we were going by comparison, to the guy next to me. But because this is within myself, I'm reaching for heights within myself. I'm pushing the roof up within myself. That I must show you and remind myself that I'm still learning. I'm still figuring it out. You understand that? Which is imperative for guys to hear, to internalize, to start to think that way. When you get around somebody with sharp game, it is just not to soak up what they are saying, the data, the information only. No. You want to draft the mindset, the way of thinking. Because that's something people have in common, from real estate experts to financial experts to mindset coaching to the great coaches in sports. Mindset, way of thinking. Everything ties to mindset coaching, because the way you think is everything. You can set all the data in front of somebody, show them the directions, walk them through, and their mindset could either pollute or accentuate those directions. But on a basic level, there you go. But for my guy, I told him what he needed to hear. That's just one step. That's why it's not a one sit-down process. It's not magic words somebody can say to you that improve your results with acquiring and dealing with women. It's not a one-time sit-down. That's why it takes coaching. It's consistent. Because as the real Brad Lee said, and I love when he says this, training isn't something you did, it's something you do. You don't hear something one time and, oh, I heard that before. I know that already. You know, you loser guys love saying that. I know that already. I knew that already. They hear something you say that makes sense, that you laid out, and say, yeah, I knew that already. When all you're saying really is that, yeah, that makes so much sense that I get it. But their guard flies up and they knew that already. They would have never laid that out the way you just laid it out. They would have never heard it that way. They never interpreted that way. Because what you did was take something next level and break it down in the terms that a simple man can understand. They don't see the magic in that. All they got out of that was, I knew that already. Meaning, me, in my state of not making a point to go out and acquire knowledge, to not read, to not soak up game, to not have earned the humble to internalize something like this, you, who are way up there in your way of thinking, whose diet is the game, broke it down so simply and in such detail at the same time that me, who can't internalize step 1, 2, 3, and 4, picked up some level 17 game to a certain extent, based on how you broke it down. All he hears and all he can say is, I knew that already. Mindset. Gratitude. A winner guy, he can't believe his good fortune. He just walks around and see opportunity all day. He's winning all day. He's thanking his God. He's thanking what he believes in. His spirit is up. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. So many things are happening. They just feel like, man, I can't go wrong. Anywhere I turn, it's just like some more of it. I love that. Right? But the loser guy, he'll find a way to lose. For example, ask a guy, look, you want to go to this concert I'm going to? You want to go to this event I'm going to? And he just automatically goes into why he doesn't like that person and how he used to like that person until, and I don't like it. You going to go by yourself? I don't really like going away by bad. He automatically takes something positive and makes it negative. Ah, that's on a work night, man. Anything. You do something fly that he didn't go to, you mention it, and he tries to water it down. That's just, instead of seeing all the options and opportunities around him. And I put it in these terms years ago. I said the loser guy will get 10 movies or 10 CDs or 10 quality looks, and all he'll have is 9 that aren't as good as the one. You give a guy, he competes resources. He can have 3 opportunities, 3 good looks. And all he's going to have is one that's not as good as the next, and another one that's not as good as that one. So you give him 10 resources or 3 good looks, he's going to find 2 good looks that aren't as good as the one. People do this, and you do this. It's a bad habit. For instance, a movie comes out, staying on movies, part 3, you know. Is it better than the first one? Or you see it, and you're like, it wasn't good as the first one. I didn't really like it. Or you like the first one, but then you even like the second one. And the third one comes, you're like, yeah, yeah, man, that joint tough. You ask him, was it good? Yeah, it's better than the first two. Like, you automatically have to say something negative. Even your win has something negative attached to it. It wasn't just good. It had to be better than the first one, meaning the first one isn't as good as the third one. See that? Competing resources. And this is bad. Why? Because for every look you see and every opportunity you're going to take, for all the action you're going to take, you're automatically going to compound it by way of training. And the way you train yourself to think and move, you automatically come with a negative behind it. I could do XYZ. Oh, but I'm not because. The other shoe drops. I could do XYZ. Oh, but I'm not because. I did that and it's good, but it's not good because. So it's one step forward, one step back all the time, which is encapsulating the way you guys are moving right now. Fear. Fear has you in this cage. You seek approval so much that you're scared to take a step. You second guess the step. Unless you take the step a couple times and not get rewarded for you. Let they not reward you for taking that step after a couple times. Let you not get rewarded quick enough. Now you're second guessing whether it's worth it. They're not showering me with praise. This must not be right. See that? Mindset. 2 people can hear the same thing and take it in 2 different ways. Create something, output 2 different results. Now, if you make a habit of drenching and competing all your resources and drenching them in negativity, and somebody else sees all the bonus in them, they have the excitement for creating and starting their day, planning it out. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. That's working for me. That's working for me. Your attitude has you going out and taking the action. It creates momentum for you. People want to be around winners. Now, that's just enough reason for somebody to dislike you at the same time. That makes you a healthy target. Because for somebody who's losing, I mean, they naturally want to take shots at a winner. Sometimes. I've said this. If you're a winner and 10 people like you, you're going to have somebody dislike you because 10 people like you. You see? Automatically. Which is why you can't make everybody happy. You've heard that before. You can't make everybody happy. Yeah, that's why. Everybody's not going to like you. That's why. Because if 32 people like you, the 33rd person, because he's a loser, inherently, he's going to be like, I don't like him because 32 people like him. Mindset. That's what all those experts, the great ones who excel, who got that fervor, they go out, they got that winning spirit. And the real Brad Lee also talks about this. Getting up a few hours early will get you a whole nother month out the year than the person next to you. What can you do in 13 months that somebody else can't do in 12? It's a way of looking at it. And a loser who feels like, you understand, he doesn't have the good looks that he really does, how likely is he to get up and be excited about starting his day? To get up before the sun. He'd rather just lay there. When he get off work, how excited is he to go out, create that hour or two for himself and get something done? Or does he really just want to go home? I mean, if you ask me, I know people just want to go home. I work, so I know they just want to go home. You get an option to finish their work and get out of early. That's what they want to do. Not so they can go get some business done. No, not typically. I don't know everybody's situation, but I know plenty of people. And the large majority, the bulk, they just want to go lay down somewhere. What's the last thing you read, huh? I ain't got time. You know, you mean these people just kicked down all these doors and broke and climbed over all these barriers and put it all in one item, edited it, printed it up. Thank you, R.S.D. Tyler, for giving me this. You understand? Do all that work to give you the formula. Years put into this, a lifetime, basically. And you're so silly that you're thinking, oh, I just want to sell me something. He walked his way through, would turn around and hand you the formula, and you ain't got time to read it. But you got time to bellyache over one particular girl, don't you? You got time to sit on the phone with some six, don't you? You got time to gossip with your friend because you ain't got nothing better to do, don't you? You got time to talk about the lottery number, don't you? You got time to talk about the ball game, don't you? But a guy lives the life, acquires, turns around and hands you the formula. You ain't got time to read it. Nah, I ain't really trying to read it. I ain't reading it. So if you ain't got time to read it, you ain't got time to take the action. You can't get yourself to read it or study the intel. You're not going to take the action. See, there's too many pitfalls and too many things that's going to go wrong. You can't take nothing from the bottom to the top if you're looking for a reason to quit already. It just ain't going to happen. But look, like I said at the beginning, it was simple advice and he tried to complicate it. And this is what happens in conversation when people act like they don't know what you're saying. When you break something down so simple and they still ask questions, they're not going to take the action. They don't want to hear what they just heard. This is where, like I say, people will try to steer you away from what you just said by saying, you know, I like so-and-so, but I didn't agree with. See, also, I do not want to accept dot, dot, dot. As I say, when you give somebody an answer, I know for me, when I give somebody an answer about what they can do, what to step at, how to do it, do this, do that, step by step, what you'll have is someone who tries to create confusion out of it. He'll try to create something that ain't there. He'll act like that could be misinterpreted. Why? Because he knows if he accept what I say, he got to take the action now. And I know people like that. I know people like that. They'll try their hardest not to get it. Because now they got to have personal responsibility. If he just told me the deal, he know what he's talking about. Then I got to accept that I'm not going to take the action. Which just pounds on my little self-esteem I got right now. That's why more than just some words and some tactic goes into
training and coaching men to deal with women. If you know you're nothing and you're going to lay down and you're not built like that, then who are you? Like, even if you say something slick and it happens to slide by this woman, eventually the real you is there. So when she deals with you on a consistent basis, she knows she got a simp. She knows she got poor leadership. The vitriol is going to be there. You're going to accept her with a smart mouth. She's going to say something slick and you ain't going to tighten her up. It's there. You can't not be you. So somebody can luck you into the game, but you're going to drop the ball eventually. I know that. I know having items and excessive money that you can spend and you could go here and do this and do that. That ain't enough, is it? I know that firsthand. That ain't going to do it. You ain't think there are times I had a pocket full of money and, you know, and couldn't figure it out. I got items, but I was salty with my results. I had faulty results with dealing with the opposite sex. According to them, I look all right too, so I'm supposed to have it. Like, this is it. I guess I'll never figure this thing out because I got the formula they told me I needed, society told me, you know. Well, how about I become successful and then they really are like me, you know, that's it. And you're going to try to fill that hole so many different ways. But the truth is, if your self-esteem ain't on deck, you could be holding value, you could be value, and you won't even recognize it. How can you use a tool that you have but don't know how to effectively go about putting it into use? It's just there. Mindset. If you don't know the value of this tool, you don't know how it works and how to use it, when to use it, timing, it's not going to do you much good. And you can look up once in a while. You could throw a ball at a target after I spin you around with your eyes closed, and maybe once in a while, you can hit the target with the ball one time. But all the other times, you won't. Because you're not working with real skill. It's just pure luck. And most of the time, it will just frustrate you. And that, man, represents your dating results. So, get at me. You know I got it, man. That's it right there. I got business to handle. I ain't got time to play with y'all all day, man. Get out of here, man. Do something important, all right? The game is spoken. Even more so than that, be kind, be pleasant, and be great. Freeze this, freeze that.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.